This weekend, our region features choral legends from South Africa. The man largely credited with launching the alt-country movement, coffee-inspired artworks, funk, blues, and bluegrass, small works of art, and big works of classical music performed by a major orchestra. Four-time Grammy Award-winning South African vocal and dance troupe, Ladysmith Black Mambazo, best known for its groundbreaking work with Paul Simon on his landmark Graceland album, brings its joyful choral music to the Mahewi in Great Barrington tonight at 8. Still led by founder Joseph Shabalala, the group went on from Graceland to become avatars of contemporary Afropop. Alt-country icon and political singer-songwriter Steve Earle will make a return engagement in the Hunter Center at Mass Mocha in North Adams on Saturday at 8. Earle, who will be performing solo on the eve of the release of Terraplane, his new album of swampy southern stomp blues, is a multiple Grammy Award winner. His work has included radio hits like Copperhead Road, bluegrass music, latter-day Woody Guthrie-like political protest, and even a recurring dramatic role on the long-running TV series The Wire. For the last few months, about 20 artists have been working on a unique project, making coffee-inspired art. The results, grouped in the exhibition Coffee as Muse, will be on display at North 6 Depot in West Stockbridge and celebrated with a reception on Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. Among the artists whose works are represented in the reception are Jim Youngerman, Diane Fertel, Evan J. Suldinger, John Clark, Valerie Fanargian, Jay Elling, Rose Tenenbaum, Peter Tausig, and others. The exhibit includes a checkerboard with coffee filters, pinhole coffee can photographs, paintings painted in coffee, stirrer stick sculptures, poems, coffee-tinted photos, and coffee curtains from a textile artist. Coffee and coffee-related snacks will be served at the reception, which will also feature coffee-related music. The Reminders and Maya Azucena headline the 10th Annual Blues and Funk Festival at MCLA in North Adams tonight and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. in the gym. Other performers include the Berkshire's own Albert Cummings Band, Arthur Holmes Blues Band, and Misty Blues Band. Works by master silkscreen artist John Allen, a Pittsfield native, will inaugurate the Shire City Sanctuary Gallery in Pittsfield with a solo exhibition opening with an artist reception this evening from 5 to 8 p.m. The American Symphony Orchestra will perform works by Tchaikovsky, Korngold, and Carl Reinecke in a concert conducted by music director Leon Botstein and featuring concerto competition winners at the Fisher Center for the Performing Arts at Bard College tonight and Saturday at 8 p.m. The program includes Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 4, Eric Wolfgang Korngold's Violin Concerto in D Major, and Carl Reinecke's Flute Concerto. Barnstar, an all-star collective of bluegrass and roots music talent, will celebrate the release of its new album, Sit Down, Get Up, Get Out, at Club Helsinki Hudson tonight at 9 p.m. Using the familiar tools of the genre, Barnstar forges its own brand of song-based bluegrass, gloriously harmonized and raucously played. The group includes bassist Zachariah Hickman, singer-guitarist Mark Arelli, fiddler Jake Armerding, mandolist Taylor Armerding, and banjoist Charlie Rose. Small Works, an exhibition of artworks by more than 50 contemporary American and international artists working in a small format, meaning under 20 inches, is on display at Limner Gallery on Warren Street in Hudson now through February 21. All media and styles are represented in this eclectic exhibition. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.